I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts, and our guest is newly appointed Jacobs School of Music voice faculty member Peter Volpe. This past weekend, this coming Friday and Saturday, you're mostly covered with blood as the commendatore in the opera theater production of Don Giovanni. I understand that in your more than 30-year career, you've actually played the commendatore quite a bit, but you've actually played the Don more often.
Oh, yes. That was my most prolific role, I should say, in my career. I have logged just about 300 performances of the title role. So I certainly had my chance to hone my chops at the role. But now these days, I'm a little long in the tooth for the Don for about a decade. So I've been doing the commendatore more and more. Absolutely.
You're more and more doing the low bass parts in various operas rather than the bass baritone parts.
Right.
You're no stranger to the role of the commendatore.
No, sir.
But you're also no stranger to the IU Opera Theater stage.
No, not at all. Not at all.
You were very much a part of the fabric back in the late 70s, early 80s?
That's correct, yes.
What roles did you have?
I did Pieman in Boris Godunov was one of the bigger roles I did.
Was with your teacher.
It was indeed. My teacher, Niccolo Rossi Lameni, did the title role in Boris Godunov. And boy, was it a thrill for me to share the stage with that man. That was, I would say, a career highlight for me, even though I was in college here at the time. But it was still a career highlight. And I remember every moment of it, indeed. And it was really, truly wonderful.
Were there other parts that you took during those years?
Yes, sir. I did Colline and Bohème as well. Mr. Page in The Merry Wives of Windsor. A smattering of others. And the one I remember the most was My Farewell. It was the role of Thomas Becket in A Murder in the Cathedral. L'Assassinio nella Cattedrale in Italian. It was a Pizzetti piece that was brought, which was actually written for Rossi Lameni, originally by the composer, and they decided to mount it here for me as a farewell, the role of Becket, and Nicola directed it. So I got to work with him again on the stage, but in a different capacity as a director as well. So it was thrilling to get all of his secrets and all of his tricks, you know.
What a nice wrap-up to a student career before you were went off in about the mid-80s to your professional career. Mm-hmm. Now, you're appearing as the commendatore, and this is a role that you've played a number of different times.
Yes, sir.
But I think people are seeing a different face of the commendatore. In the last production that I saw at IU, the commendatore appears basically looking like a statue.
Yes.
They can see the costume actually out in the lobby at the Musical Arts Center.
Yes, it's being displayed presently.
But when you show up again, you look like Banquo's ghost.
Yeah, I feel like it too. It's another role in my rep and that, you know, that I'm covered in blood in, or I should say Cairo syrup anyway. But yes, this concept was a little different. Often, as you say, he's just the statue and he comes plotting it at the end and just stands there. But in this conception of the piece, the director explained that he wanted the commendatore to return as if he were just out of the grave a day or two old, and they buried him in the same clothes that he was slain in. It was his idea, you know, to have him portrayed more like a ghost or a zombie that comes back quickly after his death to try and get the Don to repent, unsuccessfully, I might add. But, you know, so everybody has their ideas and concepts about these pieces. It's all interpretive, and that's what makes opera great or any kind of drama. You have license to insert your own ideas, certainly not change the text or the music, but the ideas of how you think the show might go or what the costumes might look like or the production itself, whether it's a castle or an ivied wall. Or directors and designers do have this license of freedom artistically.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, indeed.
Peter Volpe, he's playing the role of the commendatore in the IU Opera Theater production of Don Giovanni. It plays this Friday and Saturday nights in the Musical Arts Center. Remember, showtime now at 7:30. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.